Here's what it takes to win. 99% of the people in America never give a dime to politics. Maybe that figure's 98.6, but almost no one gives. Only people that give are the big guys, the one percenters. GE, Goldman Sachs, the big boys. They want something, don't they? How about you? What do you want? If I can get one American out of 100 to give $100, one out of 100, that's 300 million, I will whip everybody. I'm not saying they're bad people. They're not. I like them. I like the former governors who are running. At least they show some executive talent. I happen to be the only guy running who's been both a governor and a congressman. I've seen the political system from the street to the White House. I've seen it, been there. I bring something to this campaign that no one else does, and they're good people. The fire to make America strong again. Now, $100 is my limit, no PAC money. So far, I've raised enough to pay my bills. I've gotten contributions. This is amazing. I've gotten contributions from 48 of the 50 states. California is my second largest giver. California. I never thought much of California, but I'm thinking better. I'm going to be out there on the 26th, 27th, and 28th of this month at a series of homes for little fundraisers, $100. They're excited. Texas is number 3, Florida number 4, Georgia number 5, North Carolina number 6, New Hampshire and South Carolina fighting it out for number 7. Every state, but I think South Dakota and Vermont. I think those are the two. Although somebody called from Vermont early in the week and said, I'm sending you $100, Romer. Quit talking about Vermont. So I'm pleased. I haven't announced for president. I didn't expect to, but I need the prairie to catch on fire. The grass is dry. People are hurting. They're hurting. You're the key, not your $100. I need that. But I need something a lot more valuable. I need you calling one person a day for this summer and say, Romer, watch him. Get on his website. My website is www.buddyromer.com. Get on it. That's the way you contribute. That's the way you can volunteer to help open an office in Shreveport or Bossier or whatever you want to do. Let's take our country back. Let's do it together. And we won't put anybody down. I'll talk about what a terrible president I think Obama is. But I like him as a human being. I will honor him as a human being. Look, we all make mistakes. He's made one. Maybe it was our fault. Maybe you need some experience at either growing a job. Maybe. But I'm going to challenge our president to 5 debates when I'm the Republican nominee. 5 debates. And I promise you, I'll do it with honor. We'll talk about money and politics. We'll talk about jobs. We'll talk about securing our borders with Mexico. We'll talk about our addiction to oil in the Middle East. We'll talk about the fact that we borrowed so much money from our competitors. We'll talk about these things, and I promise you, I'll make you proud. We'll do it with honor, and there's no guarantee that we'll win. He is gifted, isn't he, in his ability to turn the worst news into not so bad. I watched him yesterday when the new jobs report came in. It was terrible. This nation of 311 million people created 18,000 new jobs last month. Hell, it takes 200,000 jobs a month just to keep the unemployment rate where it is. I'll leave here, go back to Baton Rouge tonight, and then Monday head to New Hampshire. I've I've got an apartment there. It'd be like running for governor of New Hampshire. They'll never get over it, I promise. My accent is unbearable there, they tell me. But I love New Hampshire. Small towns, you'd like it too. I'm not going to say it's just like Doyleene, but it's the same sort of, you know. You can kiss every baby there and shake every hand in about an hour. But they're good people. And you know something, I'm finding that we're getting along. The leader in this race is known by 100% of the people, and he has 17% of the vote. I'm known in America by 3% of the people, and I have 2% of the vote. I wouldn't trade with anybody. I need to break through on the national stage. There's no guarantees. I need your help. I know it's early. You won't vote for president until November of next year. So I'm asking you to do something that's very painful. Get out of your comfort zone and help somebody who might change America and change the world. I can't do it without you. Help me. Thanks. Mix and mingle before we all go home, okay?